Earlier this week, the U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments in a case that may forever change the ability of working people to successfully fight for better pay, good health insurance, job security, and a secure retirement. That is not hyperbole. On paper, Janice may be about how public sector unions collect dues from workers they are obligated to represent, but who don't wish to be members or pay their fair share for that representation. In reality, however, the Janice case is much bigger in scope. Janice is the culmination of years of attacks by the wealthy elite and corporate interests on ordinary workers. The backers of Janice don't want strong unions. They don't want workers to have a voice on the job. The dirty little secret embedded in Janice is that this case is more than a theoretical skirmish about union dues. If the Supreme Court overturns 40 years of settled law and sides with the moneyed interests behind these attacks, every single working family stands to lose out. In New York and 21 other states that respect the right of public sector workers to unionize, workers generally earn higher pay, have stronger job protections, and enjoy better health benefits, and they are more likely to have a secure pension than non-unionized workers. The union advantage is clear. Nationally, on average, a unionized worker earns 13% more than a peer with a similar education, occupation, and experience in a non-unionized workplace. Here's an important point. The economic benefits of unionization extend well beyond those holding a union card. Studies find that strong unions set a higher pay standard that non-union employers follow. In other words, the very presence of unionized workers in an industry, occupation, or an entire state like New York establishes norms that lift wages and benefits for all workers. That higher standard of living for all would be in jeopardy if the court rules against us. If you are tuned into the national debate, you know why the corporate backers of Janice want to weaken unions and roll back pay and benefits for all workers. Without organized pushback, the CEOs and billionaires can keep more profits for themselves. They benefit from a race to the bottom. They don't care about the burgeoning income inequality. They don't care about the stains of injustice that are damaging society. They like it better when workers can't stand up for themselves and speak in a strong voice. But they picked the wrong adversary in taking on NYSIT and organized labor. At NYSIT, we are fired up about Janice. We have been knocking on members' doors for months and talking to them about our voice, our values, and our union. We are inspired by the strength and resolve of our members to fight for our union and to hold on to the victories they earned through their own hard work. The educators and professionals we represent clearly understand the value of that strong voice. They count on our union to ensure they are compensated fairly and treated with respect on the job. They count on our union to ensure that teachers can teach without interference. They count on the union to stand with them as they fight for equity and for all students and all of public education in Albany. I'm confident they're sticking with the union. I know that united, our union will never be defeated.